This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We talked about his happiness that you can hear in this quote. But let's rock this thing again so you can hear the other part of it. Again, this is from Virgin Radio in Dubai, Jimmy Butler.
My pocket's going to fill it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great in Miami. But I'm so happy over there. Organization's top notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him just like 99.9% of the world. And, you know, a chance of winning a championship, what more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, fun. I feel like he's fun as well.
Oh, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until you actually get on his team and how smart and how he'll do anything to win. And I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude. I'm learning.
Okay. I love this. And but I also laugh at it at the same time. We've learned since LeBron James has come into the league that the way to do this is to pair up, see if you can even get three, right? Whether that's LeBron and Wade and Bosch, or if it's going to be Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen and whatever, if it's going to be Durant coming to the Warriors. For the first time in some time, it feels like Steph Curry has paired up. He's paired up with another true NBA one offensive dog. And so that's great. Yes, they've both had their 35th birthday, so we can tuck that into the conversation, but this whole thing is fascinating to me. They've played four basketball games.
Yep.
Okay?
3-1.
We have, in four games, two references by star players to championships in very, very public formats already after four basketball games. I'm not mad at it. I'm not here to say that it's not possible or that there's not an avenue or all of these things. But I am here to say that this has to be on some level the honeymoon talking, right? And I do wonder, Warrior fans, how this grabs you, because we have gone from 2 weeks ago where my sort of straw poll is that most Warrior fans, self included, were kind of down on this being the trade. Jimmy Butler, like a little bit down on it. Then he showed up and everybody's playing very nice. And then you win a couple basketball games and predictably that gets a little bit more positive. But is it me or have we gotten to the word championship a little quick? A little quick.
No, way too quick. Way too quick. You're the 10 seed. So right now, if the season ended today, which it doesn't, and I get that, but you'd have to win a play-in game to be the 8 seed
and go to
OKC. Yeah. And so you'd have to beat them in a best of 7. And okay, fine. You do the first part of that, which is win 2 play-in games. And this organization has never won even 1 play-in game. I believe they are 0-3. In their history in playing games, but Jimmy wasn't a part of that. So you're the 8 seed. Good job. You go to OKC. They are 25-3 at home this year. So you have to go to OKC and be one of the 3 teams that actually win a game in OKC. And I think the Warriors might be one of them. Didn't they win in OKC earlier this year?
I think they did.
But you have to go there and you have to beat OKC four out of seven times, okay, you do that, and you become one of the few eight seeds to ever knock off a number one. Now go beat either Memphis or Denver, and then go beat either the Lakers or Houston, and then go beat Boston. That's a big ask.
November 10th, they won by 11 at Oklahoma City. That was the game in which Chet Holmgren got hurt.
Yep, yep.
And it moved the Warriors' record to 8-2 on the young season.
Okay. Since then, they've gone 20-25.
Correct.
And if you want to take out the Jimmy Butler games, they've been 17-24. And then they got Jimmy, they've gone 3-1.
3-1.
So after that win, they went 17-24 in half an NBA year. 41 games worth of basketball. You were basically not even Portland. You were Portland for the entire half of the year.
Portland can suddenly play. I don't know if anybody notices this stuff.
They're sneaky, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you actually look at what Portland has done the last month, you'll be stunned. You'll be stunned. I know everybody watches NBA at a different level. Some not at all, some a ton, some only watch their team. The Portland Trail Blazers have now lost three games in a row. But prior to that, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They won 10 of 11. Portland!
Yeah. Portland!
Portland won 10 of 11. So. Yeah, man, they are sneaky. That's a good word.
Yeah.
They're young. They're young, and they're starting to figure a few things out.
Well, they're young, and they don't know better. Like, they're young, and they don't realize that they're not supposed to be only 2.5, 3.5 out of the 11 seed. And, I mean, they're 5 back of the 10, which is a lot, but Portland's not thinking, like, this season's over. They're not in tank mode. Like, Utah and the Pelicans, fine. You're done. You've got no chance. You're... like Portland or Utah, rather, is 14.5 out of the 10 with, 27 to go. You're done.
Actively trying to lose.
But Portland is thinking, all right, we got action.
Yeah, they'll turn a corner a little bit.
I think the Warriors have them two more times.
The Warriors, toward the end, I think you're right. The second to the last game of the year, April 11th.
Yep.
The Warriors will be in Portland, and Portland will be here. On.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
March 10th.
Okay. Yep.
I'll be here on March 10th. So,
yeah,
gonna have to deal with Scoot now.
Well, all of a sudden, those are not like rubber stamp W's anymore.
No, they're not. Yeah. They're not. Although, the Warriors, and this is, to tuck this into our conversation, the Warriors have the easiest schedule of any team in the Western Conference the rest of the
way. From here on out, yeah.
From here on out.
Okay.
So, for whatever it's worth, but I guess...
Well, for me, it's not worth a lot, because what we've seen this year is they lose the games they should win, and they win the games we all think they won't win.
But hold on, Devil's Advocate, who's they?
Well, the Warriors, but now you got Jimmy.
Yeah, those aren't...
You got Hemi Butler.
That's not the Warriors anymore.
Well, he's him.
Well, so here's what I would have been comfortable with. This is how I'll say it. If everybody, the minute Jimmy got here, and you see four games, and they win three of them, and even the one that they lost, I remember the way I felt coming out of that was a great basketball game. It surprised everybody because Dallas was down so many people, but Kyrie was phenomenal, And I came in the next day and I'm like, doesn't concern me. It's frustrating, but it doesn't concern me. Even in the loss, you could see this is a better team than they were. So I'll grant you that. This is a better team. And I'll say what I've said all week, which is that I am very, very comfortable now that assuming health, this is a playoff team. This is a playoff team. It's wild to me how many people are using championship contention as a phrase right now when talking about Warrior basketball after four games. And, you know, I heard Steiny and Guru earlier today talking about some hypotheticals, and Evan was weighing in. He's like, well, those are irrelevant because they're hypotheticals. And I'm like, well, hold on. Sure, they didn't happen. The Warriors, they are 3-1 with Jimmy Butler. So that's reality. But I do think we have to check ourselves and for instance, ask, how would you feel right now about the Warriors' outlook if they had lost that game in Houston last Thursday night? How would you feel?
Probably a little different. Not a lot different. Maybe a little different.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think people would feel way different.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, because the Dallas game was one that they probably should have won. And yes, Kyrie went off and all the rest of it, but that's a game that you should have won. Dallas was undermanned, and you went in there against really Kyrie and Klay and not a whole lot else, and you
lost.
On paper,
you should win.
Right. And Houston, you should have lost. So for me, I look at those two and think, you gave one away, you stole one, you went 3-1, so that's fine.
Why do you think they should have lost in Houston?
I think that Houston is, well, and Houston didn't really play all their guys the whole game, but I look at that being a second half of a back-to-back, and you've got an older team, and you're wrapping up a long road trip. That, for me, is one of those games that I would call a scheduled loss against a younger, more athletic, a defensive-minded team.
Yeah.
That's one that I would look at. And, you know, if you want to play the schedule game the rest of the way.
No, they've handled Houston this year. They've handled them.
Yeah, I just didn't like the spot.
I hear you.
End of the first half.
Yeah, I hear you.
Second half of back-to-back, end of a road trip, and still trying to figure out, you know, Jimmy Butler and making him fit and no Kuminga.
No, I get it.
I would have thought that game would have been one you lost.
Yep, I get it. But I like Houston, to me, especially having lost now 7 of 9 games.
Yep.
I think they built a record that was a little inflated. Like, they're good. They're good. But they're young. Again, like, that's a team that all things being equal, I actually could make the case that the Warriors are better than Houston. I know their record is nowhere near as good.
Right.
But I like them against Houston. But anyway, my point is you get to the end of these four games, and that's where my head goes. Like, I think the Warriors are a playoff team. But this was a real quick arrival at now we are championship contenders.